Great.
All right, thank you.
Rachel?
Oh. Yeah, Rachel's here. Yeah. She's around here somewhere.
Yeah,
you do.
It's gonna be a party.
I know it. Okay, where is Miss Rachel? She's probably in there looking at the.
She's probably in the faculty room.
Yeah, let's go down there.
I'll hide this back behind that thing.
Where? What?
Can I put this in your office?
Yeah.
You're like, no. Put this right down over here. Okay.
I just had a coughing fit.
At the last one, so I'm going to take this water with me. All right, so this is all set up.
Do you want me to record it online and I can just like send it to you, or do you want to keep it going?
Just keep it going.
Okay.
And just hold it. And we're good.
Sounds good.
And
as I want. Cool. Hey, hey. Love those shoes, damn girl. Look at those. Here, we're about to go to the bathroom. Good. We're about to go to the bathroom. We're about to go to the top.
Well, I mean,
affirmative.
How did
you? Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
So the tongue and the neck are not, they're like.
So people are slowly trickling in. So
yeah.
Give them a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Can you stand in front of your wall?
Yeah, I can. Wow. Can you start over there?
Susan, I love this room.
I know. Well, this is the artist who made this room.
I love it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I like the shapes and the lighting. And I watched a figure go up the stairs and then off that space, but it was still walking.
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that?
I'll explain it. It's a trick. Well, it's not really a trick. It's all one projection, but I'll talk about it. We're gonna talk
about
it.
Yeah, it was terrific. Really, I love this room. I feel like I'm in Soho in New York.
Really?
Yes,
that's so interesting. That's so interesting.
I come from New York, and we used to go up three flights of stairs to see hula hoops on the floor. You know.
Nice.
But the shapes that you used, I just love it. And I love this, too. And if you stand over here, you see each other in two different places, the side and the front.
I actually never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody else commented on the live stream, thought it was
really
real time and really liked that.
Ooh, I wish it was live stream.
Are you in the other room, too?
Yeah, this is all me.
Okay. Are there people on the other side? Can we gather everybody over here?
They don't want to come away from your work.
Well, they're gonna have to if they want to hear me talk about it.
Huh? Supports are coming in. I taped a whole bunch today.
I can't believe it.
And, oh, the ones I taped jumped off.
I think it's just the temperature fluctuation.
It must be.
It really has an impact. I should just, you know, screw them in.
Come on over. I'll introduce you to the artist who made this amazing work that's filling this entire gallery. This is Rachel Schmidt.
Hi.
Schmidt.
Schmidt. Schmitty.
Schmidt. And Rachel has a real interest in the future, but maybe a future that doesn't have any connections to the stories that we've been telling ourselves for so long. And maybe it has to do with a possible version of the elements that make up our life, but with brand new kinds of combinations and thought processes. She did a residency just recently in Taiwan, and all of the work kind of came from that experience. I'm gonna let her tell you about what, as a country, they're doing so many amazing things that I personally didn't know about, and I feel like it's almost a new kind of cultural revolution for them in terms of creating a new story.
Oh, totally.
For their place. And Rachel is really interesting to me because she's one of the first artists I've met who really loves projection. And I love projection. And like seeing her play with projection and experiment with it and use it in really kind of novel ways and keep pushing the boundaries of projection. Because projection has a very shallow history. We're used to the history of painting and history of drawing, but we're not used to the history of projection. But it's like those other mediums, has its own kind of materiality and its own kinds of limitations. And so I'm really interested that you're interested in discovering that. And she keeps pushing and experimenting with that, with this kind of underlying conceptual basis that ties us to issues of global warming, climate change, nature, human nature kinds of relationships, and also the stories that bind all of these together.
Yeah.
And you know she knows how to do things in the museum. I mean, she worked in the museum. She works in the museum. She knows how to create other environments that house other artists' work. And so it's really fun to have somebody like you here.
Thank
showing
you.
Showing your own work.
It's been really fun to be here. Can everybody hear us? Can you guys hear us all? We're good? Everyone here? Okay, great. So, Susan, thank you. So welcome to the show, Shadow Builders. As Susan was saying, this exhibition started when I did an artist residency at the Taipei Artist Village in Taipei, Taiwan, earlier this year, from February to April. So I was there long enough to not really understand the whole culture, but be there to get a really good taste of the environment. I wanted to go to Taipei and Taiwan because they have very progressive environmental policies. It's usually normally known as a country where all the manufacturing takes place, but they've actually, in recent years, tried to reclaim the natural environment in a positive way. You know, they've taken a lot of steps, and they're very strict about recycling policies and air pollution, and being in that environment was really inspirational. As an artist who works with dealing with a lot of concepts of climate change and the health of the environment. So we're sort of standing in a space that is between two works. This work is entitled Ingrown, and this was actually a video of a wall in Taipei that's in some ways started, you know, this whole larger body of work. It was really close to my studio, and it was just a lone brick wall with like 8 or 10 trees growing out of it. And as you can see, the tree roots have replaced the mortar. So essentially this tree and this brick wall are just holding each other up. So this man-made and this natural structure have figured out how to coexist. And I was just like thought that the whole beauty and visual poetry of it was so stunning that it shaped the way I looked at the rest of my environment in that city from there on out. So for the 2 months I was there, I just scoured the entire city. I mean, I would walk 10 miles a day, videoing everything that sort of, you know, really felt like it was this connection between man and nature, where these tension, what I like to think of as tension spaces, exist. So this piece is called Tension. And it's an example of some of these spaces where this relationship, this like battlefield essentially, between humans and their, I want to say urban-influenced creatures and plants and animals, are having a really ferocious dialogue. So this is a, you know, it's like a 4-minute video, but it's projected onto, you can see this object in the middle, which has an LED backlight. It's the same thing as what's on the floor. What's on the wall is the same thing that's on the floor. But once you put this projection onto it, the pulsing of the LED breaks the frame. So suddenly this projection, what could potentially be a narrative, now has to be dealt with as a space. It has to be dealt with as a moment in time, but not necessarily a part of some ideal story, but as a space that we have to confront. The inspiration for these forms on the floor and for the form on the wall, I don't know if you've ever seen like aerial photos of ice sheets breaking up, but that beautiful split zone and this tension of what was this long life together, all as this collected frozen body of ice, and then the cracking and the breaking up, I feel like is another example of this beautiful kind of sad visual poetry that I was trying to connect with some of the scenes that I saw in Taipei. The piece around the corner, we don't have to like all walk in there right now because it's, you know, a lot of us walking into that smaller space. But after, I really encourage you to walk in through the artwork in the next space, which is called Drowning. And that is thousands of objects of cast in paper. So when you walk through that space, it's all paper with projections going on top of the surface. It took me 4 months, my husband actually helped me, cast all of our plastic waste. So our what would normally be recyclables, our plastic bottles, our, you know, the little clamshells that hold your fruits and your vegetables or your empty tray from your microwave dinner, all of our waste, which is always seen as just something that appears. It's just something that happens in our environment, in our daily environment, that we don't question. But these are actually hundreds and thousands and millions of objects that are manufactured specifically with this point of distributing something temporarily, and then they get trashed. And we've all seen sort of the photos of these like floating debris in our environments and in our water systems. And this was a different take on that, but rather than actually like exhibiting trash, which then wouldn't be recycled, I wanted to allow my waste to continue to be reused in a healthy way, so it's all cast out of paper. So the goal is that this piece is biodegradable. So, you know, I want to be able to talk about these issues without, you know, conflicting and negating the issues that I want to address. So as you walk through, you know, that space, you'll see that there's the visuals are from actually also a pond that I found in Taipei near their Palace Museum. So you'll see like the surface of water with and the fish swimming through it. So which actually is a good thing. So everything in all the video content is all from Taiwan. So this, and you'll notice that like that kind of thread and sort of the signature of that city, I feel like has a very important tie into connecting all of these works together. I also would like to, you know, my friend Drew Doucette, I know I thanked him in the statement, but one really amazing thing is that Drew is an artist or is a sound artist who's helped me deal with space in a different way. So you'll notice that there's a continuation of sound throughout the space, and Drew put these sounds together to sort of help ground us in a more cohesive environment. So, you know, you're kind of being attacked on all levels here, and that's sort of the way I like it. So I hope that you enjoy it. And if you have any questions, like, you know, feel free to ask them now or to just approach me later. Anything else?
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks, Rachel.